JM in the AM, and our dear friend, Dr. Joe Rosazada, is live in studio. That's it. All our problems are over. That, and for those of you, just move that mic further up. For those of you who are wondering, will we achieve our goal? That wire. This is ridiculous. Hang on. That just put the wire over there. There you go. Joe,
I did it.
You're getting good at this.
I did it.
After all those trips.
You think I could do a root canal after this?
After Paris,
Venice.
You
think I could do a root canal?
This was much more difficult than root canal. We never discussed my root canal in the air, did we?
No.
All right. We're not going to do it now, as much as I really want to. Our problems are over. We're at 90% of our goal, and obviously Dr. Joe Rosazada just came in, which means we are about to announce having achieved our goal. And that is amazing. Joe, what can I say? Thank you so much. We are just a drop under $18,000 away. And to have you walk in, this is like, God is the ultimate producer, Joe. He's the ultimate producer.
Absolutely, absolutely.
First of all, I presented you, for you and Lori, a copy of my brand new book, 18 Million Minutes and Counting. I wrote it, and I say it to you that you are one of the people, and your family are one of the families that have accompanied me on this journey. Your journey may have gone from Tehran to Europe to the United States. But come on, Joe. My journey went from New Jersey to New York and back to New Jersey. I mean, come on. Anyway, so nonetheless, even though I didn't go through the geography that you did, it's still been quite a trek.
Yeah, for sure.
And I hope you enjoy reading it, and you'll certainly relate to a lot of the stuff that's in there. And last time when you were on, you were talking about what this show means to you as a teenager and somebody who grew up in this country after coming from a foreign country. And Baruch Hashem, everybody, Joe Rosazada wholeheartedly endorses our year-end fundraiser.
100%.
There's another reason why Joe is here today, and that is because he is, as I always call him, my chesed Rebbe, but we're not going to talk about the chesed that his family does at the moment. We'll avoid that topic. We will talk about the fact that he has gone ahead and insisted on creating minyanim and synagogues and yeshivot and batei midrashot and hachnasa sefer Torahs. And there's always something in the hopper. In the Rosazada head, there's always a next creative project that's going on. And can I mention, by the way, that I'm assuming this is correct. If not, then it'll be the reverse. But before you came here this morning, you actually helped people at the Kessler Rehab put on tefillin this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Baruch Hashem.
And it's not like this is the first week you're doing it.
No.
We could cite cases of years and years ago where you were doing it.
Thank God. Since I was in 10th grade.
What? What do you mean, 10th grade at Kessler?
10th grade in high school, in JEC. Since 10th grade, I'm saying.
Since 10th grade, you're going on a regular basis to help people?
Yeah.
To help people on tefillin?
Tefillin.
This is way before you were married and everything?
Yeah. That's when Rabbi Marcus had a stroke, and he had.
Wait, you were a teenager?
I was, yeah.
All right, I could spend an hour on this, but I'm not going to. Joe Rosazada and the Yeshiva Gedola of West Orange invite you to a meet and greet. The Yeshiva Gedola in West Orange, and for those of you who aren't familiar, there is a Yeshiva Gedola in West Orange. On what street?
Buckingham.
It's on Buckingham. And
37 Buckingham.
And it has quite a population already? It's growing?
Baruch Hashem, I mean, we're getting there. It was the first Zman. So
really?
The first Zman was a little.
So this is brand new?
Brand new.
And the Yeshiva Gedola in West Orange invites the entire community to their open house this coming Matzei Shabbos, this coming Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m. with the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Chanoch Bressler. Where'd you find Rabbi Bressler and his wife, Miriam? Where'd you find them?
So this is everything is Minas Shemayim, as
he's
we know.
The ultimate producer.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, he's the son-in-law of Rav Yitzchak Cohen, the Rosh Yeshiva of YU.
Right.
And Rav Yitzchak Cohen was actually in Kessler, so everything comes together.
Wow.
So
he actually looks a drop like his father-in-law. It's funny.
Yeah.
He looks a drop like his father-in-law.
So he actually was approached like a year ago, 2 years ago. Maybe you want to go to West Orange. Maybe you should call Joe. Go. He said, no, what's West Orange? I'm not going there. Whatever. It's not for me. So then again, someone else
and asked Joe
him,
said, no, West Orange is a great growing Jewish community.
He didn't even call me or anything like that. So then finally, his father-in-law came to Kessler. And then like he saw that we brought the minyanim.
Made a shidduch.
And then, he's from Detroit. And he came for a few days in Kessler and to visit his father-in-law. And then he's, that was it.
I think that's why the name's familiar to me. I actually knew that he was from Detroit. It's interesting. And you know how long I know Rabbi Cohen? Can I make everybody feel old for a moment?
Tell me.
First time I met Rabbi Cohen was 1981.
1981. Wow.
Quite a stretch of time.
Wow.
Okay, so Rabbi Bressler and his wife Miriam are now in the community. You'll be able to meet them. You'll be able to meet Rabbi Yeshaya Faitler, is it? That's how I pronounce it?
Yeah, yeah.
And where is he from, Rabbi Faitler?
Psych.
Nice.
Yeah.
His wife Zisel and Dr. Joseph Rosazada, who in the past has taken a back seat. He's taken a limited role when it comes to public events. No, not this time.
No, this is very important. This
he
is very
will be
important.
Delivering the opening remarks. You're going to let them have it? You're going to let the crowd have it on Saturday night?
No.
Come on,
definitely
Joe.
Not, definitely
you got to pummel them, Joe. You got to pummel them.
Not.
More Torah study and more yeshiva.
That absolutely.
And so,
that
come on, you got to hit them over the head. Come on.
100%.
You need me to come and do the job for you? I mean, come on. If I wasn't on my way to the airport, I'd be visiting you that night. We got to get people motivated.
Please. That's the whole thing. I want people to come and just see what's happening.
Because Joe Rosazada says, and this is going to sound outrageous to the normal American, Joe Rosazada says on a typical night, it's better to study at the Yeshiva Gedolah West Orange than stay home and watch sitcoms.
100%.
Right? You think that it's a revolutionary shita.
I'm the first.
You are the first to say it. I couldn't get a rabbi to say it, so I invited you to come and give it to the crowd. You believe that it's one of the best uses of time to be
absolutely
in the yeshiva.
Absolutely. Just listen. Just even if you don't want to learn, just sit in the back seat.
What if you get overrun? What if the base medrash isn't big enough for the number of people that
is
are going
to... Is that the shem that should be there?
What are you going to do?
Do you
have an expansion plan?
We will grow. I promise you we will grow. I'm not worried.
Do people at 39 Buckingham know about this?
No joke. They might be making Eliyahu sooner or later.
Are you serious?
Not actually, not maybe moving, but yeah, the thing about it.
Joe's got the dibs on the house already.
Yeah.
I love it. The Divrei Chizuk, Rabbi Bressler will do that. A Divrei Bracha from local Rabbanim. So local Rabbanim are supporting the Yeshiva Gedolah of West Orange.
Yes. Rabbi Zwickler, Rabbi Sharba, Rabbi Spivak, Rabbi Kazowitz, Rabbi Proops.
Is there a rabbi now in Kessler or not? I'm just curious. Is nobody yet? Is there a chaplain or rabbi?
Oh, no.
Because there used to be, I think, in the old days.
Klein.
Right, in the old days, right?
Yeah.
Video presentation will take place. There'll be a dairy buffet. Joe answering the question of what he is serving.
There you go.
Also, Hanukkah's around the corner. There'll probably be some Hanukkah treats.
Absolutely.
And that's
Lori's department, but yes.
Yeah, she's in charge of that?
She's in charge.
I could attest that she's very good at that department. So no worries. and it's all happening at 37 Buckingham Road in West Orange this coming Saturday night, beginning at 8 p.m. And you are telling everybody in the West Orange community and beyond that it's a good use of their time to come and meet these great rabbis and their wives this coming Saturday night.
Absolutely, absolutely. It will be worthwhile. I guarantee it.
Not easy building yeshiva, right?
No, really not.
Of all the projects you've been involved with, this would be where on the scale of difficulty?
Definitely the hardest.
The hardest?
Absolutely.
Harder than keeping the Nates Minyan together?
Absolutely, I think so. Yeah, because you don't understand, like, I've tried this already, I had different yeshivas, as you know, before, but, like, to get the right crowd and right, and, you know, like, I learned from your mistakes, just, you know, but Baruch Hashem, I think this is it, I really do, I believe it.
So that means you must have, in all seriousness, aside from these Rabbanim, 3, 4, 5 students who are extremely dedicated and are, you know, committing their time to being there.
Well, we have 10, Baruch Hashem.
Who are 10. In that category.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Baruch Hashem, yeah. And there's a man who's like, you understand, they get up at early before even Shachrit, they're learning. I go in there, like, whenever I go there.
Is that where your Nates Minyan is?
No.
That's another place you're building.
But Baruch Hashem, we moved for the yeshiva to another place, but Baruch Hashem, it's been great, thank God. But, you know, like, you know, the Mishnah says, right, there are three things that we got to hold the world, right? It's Torah, Gemilat Chasadim, and Avodah, which is davening. So I really feel like this place, 37 Buckingham, is serving all three. And, you know, it can't be, you know, the Chesed, the Bikur Cholim, everything goes into that and from that building. So, and I really encourage everybody to, like, just come and see what's happening there on Saturday night, please.
What does the yeshiva do on Shabbos? Is it open? Is it
absolutely. They're learning. They're, yeah.
So it's walkable from a lot of neighborhoods in West Orange?
Yeah. It's walkable. Wow. But again, the boys are there, you know. They're
but if someone in theory wanted to daven with the yeshiva,
absolutely,
they could.
Absolutely. A lot of people do. Some people do, actually. Not a lot, but some people do.
No, I hear that.
It's a longer davening, but, you know. but it's
outrageous.
Really, it's amazing.
The Shabbos iCub. Let's make a deal right now.
Yeah.
The Shabbos iCub.
Yes.
We'll speed things up a bit.
Okay. I mean, you can talk to our wrestler. No,
I will ask our wrestler if I can daven for the Amud Shachar and Mus of the Shabbos at iCub.
There you go. I will love it. Yeah, why not?
That would be the way to do it.
Why not?
Cut down on the time a bit, increase the time of the Kiddush.
Absolutely.
I hope they serve a Kiddush on Shabbos.
Yes. Whew. Yes.
Dodge that bullet. Thank God. So there you have it, everybody. Enjoy it. West Orange, Yeshiva Gedola on Buckingham this coming Saturday night. And the growth of the yeshiva is something that you should be extremely proud of, to say the least.
Just one question for you. Sure. Would you ever thought, when your father was in Newark, that there would be a Yeshiva Gedola or West Orange one day?
That's a very good question, because my father had a certain, and of course my father was partly responsible for the West Orange community.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
And it's interesting you say that. He had different opinions about what's key and essential for Jewish communities. Now, I know that today the answer is pizza shop, right? I know that. That's, if it has a pizza shop, it's got a real community. And in the old days, the famous thing was, of course, not to bring the conversation down, but hundreds of years ago, it was, does it have a cemetery? You need somewhere to put the people who passed away. Like, that's how you determine that there was a Jewish community there. And then it became, a community that has an Eruv, a community that has a mikveh. And in fact, my father would probably say that in addition to the Eruv and other conveniences, obviously the mikveh would be primary for the community. But when it came to Jewish education, there was nobody who went ahead and never stopped speaking from the pulpit about the importance of Jewish education like my father. Nobody. And obviously many Jewish leaders have taken that approach. There's nothing more important. I'll never forget that my father, like all rabbis, spoke one way privately and one way publicly. You know, publicly he would yell and scream about Jewish education, and privately he would, people would consult with him about what to do with their child and what to do, etc. So he'll never forget that that when someone came to him on the verge of when their child was about to intermarry, God forbid, so he wanted to say to them, do you buy fire insurance when the building's burning down? But he couldn't say that he had to leave for the lectern, for the podium. But of course he consoled them and tried to figure out the best thing, for their family moving forward. But I always think about that. If you want to make sure that, that things progress properly, make sure that your child has a quality Jewish education. To whatever, level and to whatever background you want, and every shita, et cetera, but make sure they have a Jewish education. Do not try to buy fire insurance when the building is burning down. That would be impossible. So yes, what would he say? He would say it's the sign of the growth of a tremendous community. And we've heard over the years, this is no secret to those who have roots in the Metro West area. We know what's going on there. There is tremendous growth. But there may have been a couple of things missing, and some might argue that not having a Yeshiva Gedola, was detrimental in a way, and now you have filled that need. Sorry for the long answer to the short question.
I like it.
Was there a Yeshiva Gedola in Tehran or not?
No.
I keep hearing mixed things about what's going on with Jews in Iran. There are Jews in Iran.
Yes, there's 20,000 Jews, 22,000.
I mean, I just
literally, one person came, a patient came to me from Iran that we helped actually come out. And he was telling me how bad it was. Like, he got beat up. His teeth were all literally, like, in pieces.
When did he get here? Months ago?
A month and a half ago.
And you took on the case to rebuild his mouth, basically.
Yeah. But he got really, like, I'm telling you, like, I felt so bad for him when I saw him.
But are the other 20,000 in dangerous situations every day?
So, like that guy,
they executed.
You never know. Like, you never know. It's just right, like the revolution. Anybody, right. Just as I said, like, one, everything was perfect with Shah overnight. It's not home. Overnight, this Khomeini came in, Could you imagine? Like, overnight.
I think about that because I announced that today is day number 440. That our brothers and sisters have been held captive by the enemy. I don't know if you remember or not, But the American hostages in Iran
was
444 days. So Monday, we're about to hit the same number of days that they're being held in captivity. And when you say the Shah, you're talking about 1980, 81?
1978. 79.
Oh, right, because the hostage situation started in 79, right. It ended in January of 91, of 81, and it started in November, I think it was November 4th of 1979.
Yeah.
Anyway, we could sit and reminisce about the Shah all day long, Dr. Rosazada.
Absolutely.
Achenu b'Yisrael and Achim Achem, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you. It's your favorite America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at AchimSingle.com and the AchimSingle Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. I apologize for the abrupt ending. just as I was about to speak to Dr. Joe Rosazada about our fundraiser, we had a little bit of a malfunction in the studio, and I apologize for that, but I thank him for coming in. I think... Rabbi Siegel. I thank Rory Weisberg for joining us. Thank you to Mattis. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for all the Mazel Tov wishes on the book. Thank you to all those who have contributed already to our fundraiser. If you haven't done so yet, we're literally in the home stretch. FJBUnity.org. FJBUnity.org. Have a fabulous Thursday. Till tomorrow, Nachum Siegel reminding you, remember the past, live the present, and trust the future.